This is Nancy Kessler interviewing Mrs. Clyde Chilito in Burlington Flats, New York, October 20th, 1978, 2:45 p.m. A non-directive interview for Folk Life Research. All right. What was it you were telling me about your move to?
Oh, I said my husband and I, we moved here in January of 1923 with the... We moved with a team of horses and a small sleigh.
Where did you move from?
From my father-in-law's farm on beyond here, probably a mile and a half or so.
And that's where you grew up?
That's where we started keeping house. Mm-hmm. We lived there we went there in August of 1920. And we left there in January of 1921.
That's
1923, I mean.
Had your husband lived there?
He had lived there all of his life. He was born there. Mm.
So what did you do when you moved into this house?
Well, we farmed it, started in farming and kept growing until we got to when we gave it up, it was more modern, and we had a big dairy. Ashers, we kept ashers.
What are ashers?
They're the red and white cattle that come from, I guess they originated in Scotland originally.
Mm-hmm.
They were purebreds.
Mm. And what else did you grow on the farm?
Well, of course, I said we had sheep. My husband's father had always had sheep. My husband grew up with sheep. He knew how to take care of sheep. And we had, some years, counting the old sheep, the mothers, and the young lambs, sometimes we had better than a flock of 60. Of course, we sold the lambs for meat, and of course the wool. Mm. Dressed off some for our own use, the meat we did. When we first came here, there was a small cheese factory up here in town, and we carried our milk up there, and it was made into cheese when we first started farming here. And then they gave up the factory, and then they began to pick up the milk and take it to a plant in Edmiston, and there it was shipped by train to New York.
New York City?
Yes. And I think probably some of it went to other cities, maybe. Of course, nowadays it's shipped with these big milk tank trucks, and it goes to New Jersey, a lot of it, but we don't have any to ship anymore, so.
What did you do on the farm?
What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we first came here, I used to go at the barn, help my husband milk, and when my children were small, I had to take them to the barn with me because we didn't have babysitters around here at that time.
How many children did you have?
I have four. Three girls and a boy. They're all grown up, married, and got families of their own.
How many grandchildren do you have now?
18.
Ah.
And one great-granddaughter.
Great. That's nice. So when was this house built?
Well, that I can't tell. It is an old house. My grandparents lived here. My father was born here, grew up here. And after his parents left the farm, he came here, and my parents lived here for, I don't know, I've forgotten how many years. They were here quite a while. And then when they left it, my husband and I came here, and we bought it of my grandfather's estate. And we lived here, it'd be 55 years.
Has it changed a lot?
Well, the buildings have changed some, yes. But not, the house hasn't changed. Well, I say, Annie, we did put on the front porch. That wasn't on here when we came here. But as far as doing much modernizing, we did modernize the kitchen a little, but and put in running water. When we first came here, we carried water in from a well outside the door out here. Had to bring it all in by hand for washing and dishwashing and baths and all that sort of thing. We didn't have any indoor plumbing. So it has changed quite a lot.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. How many acres do you have here?
I think there's 174.
And at one point all of it was farmed?
Yes, it was all used pasture land, meadow land. And there's a sugar bush up on the hill where they used to tap the trees and make maple syrup.
Mm. Did you do that?
Well, they always did it down to a certain point, and then they bring it down, and I'd finish it here in the house, put it on the stove, and did what we call cleansing it, and then strain it again, and then it was canned up. We canned it up. Some years we made quite a lot. It depends on the season. Sometimes it'd be a better season than others. There's quite a lot of work on a farm.
What types of work?
What types of work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always had a garden, and I always canned a lot of food.
What?
Of course, nowadays I freeze it, but I didn't have a freezer for a good many years.
Did you always have a refrigerator?
Not always. Didn't in the beginning, but as time went on and money got a little bit more plenty, why then you bought a few of those extra conveniences, you know, that you didn't have to start with.
What did you grow in your garden?
Well, the usual type of vegetables, lettuce and beets and radishes and carrots and cucumbers and squash and sweet corn and all the common things. I always canned quite a lot of it.
Did you sell any of it?
No, hardly ever, no. Just for our own use.
The same with the maple syrup?
Well, we did sell the maple syrup some, yes. We planned on making the syrup for a profit most of the time, yes. But of course, the last few years that there was any syrup made, my husband wasn't able to do it, and the grandchildren had done it. And that was just for our own use. Oh, they did, I guess they did sell a little, divided the profits amongst them, but there hasn't been any made now for 2 years. I don't know if they ever will be again or not, because the grandchildren are grown up and they've got jobs and are in college, and at the time when it's the maple sugar time, they aren't around to do it anymore.
When is the time to do it?
Well, usually some years it'll start in as early as the last part of February, but as a rule it's March and April. That's the maple sugar season, but sometimes it comes off warm enough so that sap will run, and they start in as early as the last of February. But our sugar bush laid more to the north and didn't warm up like some other places, but it was cooler, and for that reason we could make sugar longer. Some of the others would be all through and we would just be going strong.
That must have been good.
Yes, it's good. We've always enjoyed making the syrup.
How do you make it?
How do I
make
it? I've
never made it, I don't know.
Well, you have to, the syrup course, the sap from the tree, they gathered it up and then boil it down. We had an arch, they call it, with big pans on. And they'd boil it down to a certain degree. And then they'd bring it down to the house, and I'd have put it on the stove. And I'd have a thermometer or some way of testing it to know when it was the syrup stage. Then I'd take it, dip it off into a big container with a strainer over the top to strain out all the particles of dirt that were left. And after it got cool, we had gallon cans that we put in, and we had to buy those of a company that supplied them. And if you wanted to make it into maple sugar, then you had to cook it more till it got to the sugar stage, and then you stir it till it grained like sugar. And you poured it into containers or pans or made little patty cakes of it. It was different ways of taking care of it. Of course, we used to keep quite a lot of chickens, too, and eggs to sell.
Do you still have them?
What's that?
Do you still have the chickens?
No. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have any anymore. I guess one year we did raise some just for the heavy breeds, just for meat, and dress them off in the fall, put them in our freezer. But not to have any eggs to ship or anything anymore, but we used to have. The cleaning eggs was quite a job. My girls didn't like to do it very well.
So has the town changed at all?
Well, yes, it's changed quite a bit. Of course, this—it's the second place beyond here. Was the district school, one room school? It's been changed, built over into a dwelling house now. But that's where my children started school. Well, I went there myself and. Till I was 8 or 10 years old, I went to school up here in that one room school. But of course now the children are bused to Edmiston, a big centralized school, and school buses go by here. There's one big one goes down the county road, then there's a smaller one goes down by the house here. Pick them up. And up in the village, of course, there's always been the one store that's there now, but there was a smaller one at one time across the road, but that was given up and that building was made into a Grange Hall. But the Grange has disbanded and the building just stands there. Mm. And it's just the one church that's old, I think, in a couple of years, or just, I don't know whether it's 1 or 2 years. Well, we're almost to our 200th anniversary of our church. It's a Baptist church.
Are you active in the church?
Yes, we don't have a big congregation, but we have quite a little going on for a small community. And
how many people are in the community?
Well, that I can't tell you. I don't know what the population is.
How many are in your church then?
I don't know what our membership is, really. We have a small Sunday school. There's about 30 members in that. They're mostly small children.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few adults that go yet, but it's... We have our missionary society group in the church that meets once a month. Our pastor lives in Hartwick, and he has this church here and the Hartwick Baptist Church and also Mount Vision. He pastors the three churches.
Mm.
Our service is 9:00 in the morning. But the town had changed quite a little because they put the state road, Route 80, through here, and that was just a dirt road when I was a youngster, and when we moved here, it was all dirt roads. Even this County Road 16 was a dirt road, but that's been built since we lived here, and Route 80 has been built. Well, I don't know what that was started before we moved here. But we didn't do, of course, only a section of it 2 times. So. Mm. Well, I don't know if I'm thinking much of anything more.
You have a lot to offer, it's great. What was it like going to school down the street when you went there?
What was it like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, it was always the eight grades, 1 through 8th grade. And then if anybody wanted to go on to high school, and then they went to Edmiston. But I never went. My sister, two of them, and my two brothers all went and graduated from high school. But one sister and I, we never did. Money wasn't as close in those days. I guess when our folks, when it was time for me to go, but I never really cared about it, I guess. But I guess they didn't think they had the money to send me at the time, so I just forgot about it.
How much did it cost to send you? Do you know?
Well, those days, my sister and two other girls that lived in the neighborhood up here, they'd go over and stay the whole week with boarded with a relative or someone that roomed girls like that. And they'd take their provisions for a week. My mother used to pack up a box for my sister, and my dad would take over a bag of potatoes, maybe that they would all three use. And my mother used to pack up a box of bread and cookies and vegetables and things, and they did their own cooking. Or some of the time, one particular woman that they stayed with was my husband's aunt. And she'd cook their meals. She'd use their food that they brought and cook their meals for them at night, get their lunch. Maybe they, I don't know whether they got it at the school or what, but they got their own breakfast. And then somebody had to take them over either on Sunday afternoon and go after them on Friday night, and then take them over again either Sunday afternoon or early Monday morning. It was quite a problem.
I would think so.
Yes, it was. Of course, now they go on their bus every day. You could go in the morning and back home middle of the afternoon. It's quite a lot different. The schools are, of course, they cost quite a lot more to go than it did that time, too. Because there's so many things that they seem to have they require. And they teach so many more things than they did at that time. They didn't have a music department and an athletic department and all that sort of thing. You went to learn out of books, and that was it, I guess.
Did you know your husband when you were growing up?
Yes. He had a bad heart attack. Didn't live but a few hours. Last, it will be 2 years from Christmas, 22nd of December. My grandparents lived here when I was growing up. Used to come here some and stay. My father's father and mother. My name was Katie. My maiden name was Katie.
Mm. Was it spelled K-A-T-Y?
No, C-A-D-Y.
And your parents and your grandparents and your sisters and brothers all lived in this house?
Mm-hmm.
How many sisters and brothers did you have?
I had two brothers and three sisters. There were six of us.
It's a big family. Must have been fun.
I was the oldest.
Did you all help out on the farm?
Well, I suppose probably to a certain extent. We had, a few chores that we did, but after my parents came here to live, I wasn't gone too long. But I guess that we all had. I used to help my father. Milk. We milked by hand. We didn't have a milking machine. We had to milk by hand. We used to race to see which one would get through first.
Did you win?
Once in a while.
What did you do in the winters when it was so snowy up here?
Well, I don't know. Of course, there wasn't too much activity, probably, but it was quite a problem to keep the roads opened up so that we could get out, and the snow would get pretty deep sometimes. But now they keep them plowed so you can even drive cars, but those times we got around with a horse and a sleigh in the wintertime. Get out and get in the snow and get stuck and have to shovel yourself out.
When did you get cars?
When did we? Oh, I think my father's first car was about a 1917 Ford. And I think probably he got around 1918, 19. My husband's folks got one before that, I think. I can't remember, I think they had one first. I think my father got, I think his was a 1917. We got our first car in, I don't know, we got got it in 1925, maybe 1926. I can't remember just when we got it. Cars were a lot cheaper those days than they are now.
I know. Do you still drive a car now?
I drive a little. I don't take long drives, but I drive around my neighborhood and to church and up to the grocery store and like that. And, oh, I have a sister-in-law that lives in Fly Creek, and I do drive out to see her once in a while. And a daughter that lives in West Edmonton, and I drive over there, but I don't do a lot of night driving. If I drive, it's in the daytime.
Makes sense.
Well, I don't think people that get my age want to be doing a lot of driving in heavy traffic. And your reflexes aren't as quick as they used to be when you were younger. And you can't think as quick what to do, and you're better off to keep off the road, I think.
You still seem sharp to me.
Well, I don't know.
How old are you now?
I'm 77. 77 last February.
That's great.
Well, I don't know if there's anything else that you want to know that I don't.
Okay, we'll turn this on.